This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Home prices in Metro Denver are falling as higher mortgage rates are keeping demand cool. According to a report from the Denver Metro Association of Realtors, prices fell more than 3% from December to January, but values are still a lot higher than they were before the pandemic. There aren't a ton of homes on the market now, which the report says keeps prices up. A bill to cap the price of epinephrine injectors passed its first committee unanimously today. CPR's Megan Verley reports insurers could charge no more than $60 out of pocket for the medicine that counters allergic reactions.
Everyone who testified at the hearing blamed higher prices on the manufacturer, which has raised them more than 600%. But Brandon Arnold with the Colorado Association of Health Plans warned capping copays will affect overall insurance costs.
And this legislation and others like it only work to hide the outrageous prices set by Big Pharma.
Still, people with allergies, like Kathleen Van Voorst, urge the legislature to act.
For many Coloradans, the cost of 2 to 3 months of rent is what I am paying for epinephrine.
The bill also creates a program to provide lower-cost epinephrine injectors to people without insurance. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
Hospitalizations for COVID-19 in Colorado rose for the first time in 2 months. The number is just over 200, relatively low compared to prior peaks. Most utilities tracking coronavirus and wastewater report a plateau or decline, except in some mountain resort towns like Aspen and Snowmass. The highly contagious XBB variant makes up almost a fifth of variants in tested samples. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.